Exactly. To investigate the area and to have the yiddiyas Hashem.
What the mitzvah says, the real person can be yotzei mitzvahs Hashem
manzah. Yeah, later he knows the first thing. He came to the conclusion, like Albert Einstein came to the conclusion from studying the universe, that there is a God. There has to be a source that's not physical for the entire universe. Albert Einstein came to that conclusion. But that's it. You know, I don't find any more in his works, any further investigations, any further ideas. He was happy with that, fine. That's the first mitzvah. It's a great thing. You can't belittle it. It's a great, great level to be on. But Yahadis demands more, that a person must pursue exactly what the idea of the Creator, what he means and what he understands, insofar as he's capable of doing that. This is an obligation of Yedias Hashem, and that's what the Rambam is saying. Okay. Yes. The mitzvot, as we said before, are vehicles, means to guide a person towards this idea. But if a person, the Rambam states in the Mor Nevuchim, interesting, the Rambam states in the Mor, he says, the very end of the Mor, I wanted to get to it, but I'm afraid I won't be able to do it. But I wanted to do the second half of the Derech of Avram, which was the Ma'al Afata. So we'll have to save it for another time. But the Rambam states that Chazal make it very clear that the mitzvot themselves are not the ultimate goal. The mitzvot themselves are not perfection. And he says this is something which the philosophers taught and Chazal and Yadis teaches as well. That the ultimate level of perfection is in what the mind, what the Tzelem Elokim absorbs and retains insofar as the knowledge of God. And the mitzvahs are a vehicle and a means of arriving at it, but the ultimate level is yediyah, is knowledge. And that's why we say, for instance, that after a person is nifter, after a person dies, so we say there are no more mitzvahs. But it doesn't mean that they cease to exist. It doesn't mean that they're any less significant. On the contrary, we say that's the ultimate state. Because the Yediyas Hashem continues after the person dies. But mitzvos, that's it. Mitzvos, because mitzvos are a means in this world to arrive at that state. But the ultimate kiyum, the ultimate objective is in chachma, is in knowledge, in chachma. And that the Rambam explains is because the highest level of man, the Tzelem Elokim, is that element of chachma which we have. That differentiates us from the animal kingdom. It gives us our uniqueness, and that in that component of our makeup is where perfection has to reside. That the difference between a perfected man and a not perfected man has to be in the mind the difference has to be in the minds of the two individuals. Ultimately, it's the mind which really makes the difference. The ideas, the thoughts of the person are the essence of the person. That's really the most significant thing in a person's life, and that's what guides the person's actions, is their thoughts and their ideas and their views. So ultimately, the Tzelem Elokim is where perfection resides. And the mitzvahs are a vehicle to have the most perfected system of thought and system of ideas. Excuse me? Progression.
So what would really be saying, what I'm saying, what would
the Nishlama mean? Nishlama means that there is 613, there's a harmony among those, and if you have a few, so then when you and you add the rest, they're going to complement each other. Nishlama means it's completed. So the Rambam over there is saying that insofar as the history is concerned, it was complementary. What Moshe Rabbeinu added was complementary to the others. That's in the framework of vehicles of perfection. It's one harmonious system, the Tayyad. That's what That's what the Rambam says, Nishlama. It means it complemented the previous mitzvahs. Excuse me? Were only B'nai. Oh, you mean how they added the mitzvah? Oh, yeah, I forgot to answer that question. Right. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah. So the answer to the question, how Avram could be Misaki Shacharis, and how Yaakov Avinu could be Misaki Gid Hanasha. So the answer is that the reason why a Ben Noach cannot add a mitzvah is because once this harmonious entity is completed, with anything that's going to be added is going to have to be a distortion. You see? But Yaakov Avinu knew, had the proper Yedias Hashem, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and he was competent to create a mitzvah which would not take a person away from the true idea of God, which was in harmony and in unison with the Shema Hashem Kel Olam. So that's why Yaakov Avinu was able to do it. But a Ben Noach, subsequent to the Torah, cannot do it. Even if he's the most brilliant Ben Noach, and there's nowhere that says he can't have anyone that could be as brilliant as Avram Avinu. I don't know if they, says it can't be. I mean, of course, we know it probably wouldn't happen, but there's nowhere that says it can't be. But even if there were such an individual, it would be impossible, because since Tayag, like the Rambam says, Nishlamah Torah, it was complemented and completed, so anyone that will come up with an idea or a mitzvah would have to be something wrong with it, because this is a harmonious, complete system. So something new could not be added. But Yaakov Avinu was able to do it because his mitzvah was created with the proper idea of Shem Hashem Kel Olam, the proper idea of God, so his mitzvah was correct. And you see the Torah reinstated his mitzvah. Yes? No. That's what Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam says, that when Chazal say that the Avos kept all the mitzvos, there's a big argument among the Gaonim and Rishonim about that. Did the Avos keep the mitzvos? Did they not? The Rambam seems to think they didn't. So the Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam says, what did his father do with the Chazal? He doesn't put it in those words, but basically he's trying to explain what his father's opinion was. The Rambam's opinion was that the Avos didn't keep the mitzvos, but Chazal said they did. So the Rabbi Avraham ben Aram says what Chazal meant was that mitzvos give us perfection, and the Avos did not lack in any perfection from the fact that they didn't have the mitzvos, because they were so great that they were constantly in the presence of God, and through their knowledge and through their nevuah and through the Derech HaChayim, they didn't need those vehicles. So what it means, the Rabbi Avraham ben Aram says, what it means when it says, when Chazal say that Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvos, is that what they mean is he didn't lack in any kind of perfection. He didn't lack in any perfection due to the fact that he didn't have a mitzvah. But he had the perfection of all the mitzvahs. That's what Rav Ram, that's what he explains the Chazal. It's a beautiful explanation. Yes. No, it wasn't stumbled upon. The mitzvah of Gid Hanasha was constructed due to a certain philosophical idea and a certain way of, by creating an Isra Achila, of creating an awareness of that principle. Would it have been Tayag? I have to say yes, because the struggle with the Malach is a necessary, Yaakov's struggle with the Malach is a significant philosophical concept. And that concept is represented through Gid Hanasha. Okay? So it would have to be. Yes. Right. That's correct. Okay. The idea, see, God, it's a good question. It's a very good question you're asking. But the Rambam in the Mora explains, shows you why, ultimately, all ideas of God are tied to the idea of oneness. See, and even the idea of oneness itself, when you examine it, is not the same idea of oneness that first appears to the mind. But the ultimately, when we say, and the Rambam says in the Yad, that he's Echod b'chol derech, he's one in every single way, and that really is the summation of all the human metaphysical knowledge of God. It's an amazing thing. But when in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, is really in that one phrase. That one phrase is a summation of all the metaphysical knowledge that man can have of God. The Rambam has it in the Yad. He says, if you're interested, it's in Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Okay? Ben Ela Echod Mikol Tzad Mikol Pino V'Chol Derech Yichud Nimtza Sato Omer Hu HaYodea Hu HaYodua Hu HaDeo Atzma HaKol Echad. He says the Dover Zayin Kof B'Pel Omer V'Lo B'Ozen L'Shomo V'Lo B'Lev Ha'Odom L'Akira Aburya. This idea is something which man cannot grasp fully, but this is the idea of Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem, that one phrase incorporates, represents all metaphysical knowledge of God. It's an amazing thing. I'm glad you mentioned that. The Rambam explains that. It's Perek Beis Halacha. Perek Beis Halacha Yud. That's exactly what the Rambam means. But that's the concept of when we say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. By the way, that explains something else. You know the famous Chazal by Yaakov Avinu. It says when he saw his children, he was concerned. He said, at the end of his life, was concerned. I said, maybe somebody here is an apikoros, doesn't have the right idea of God. So they said, Shema Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then they said, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So what? It sounds coincidental at first, you see. And also, how does that prove it? Because of course they're going to tell him something he likes to hear. Yeah. But the answer is precisely the same. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If a person is an apikoros, even if he wants to fool somebody, he is not going to have ideas that are really developed in metaphysics, because that's not his area. He doesn't believe in it. So when they said Hashem Elokeinu, they didn't stop with that Hashem Elokeinu. They said Hashem Echad, which means they conveyed to him the fact of their further ideas in Achdus Hashem, further ideas in metaphysics. Then he saw how far they progressed and that their energies were directed into Yedias Hashem. Then he said, Baruch Shem from Chesed Olam Vayeh. Then he knew that there was Metzor among his sons. That's the meaning. That's the meaning of Chazal. Because otherwise, if you just assume, of course, they're going to say things like, yeah, naturally, I don't like a filter. Okay, it's a good question. Okay.
For the excellent share. It turns out that whoever chose the title, the first principle, Yichud Hashem, was really not far off, because in fact Yichud Hashem partakes of the first Ikra as well. Ayashkach.
First of all, to thank once again Gedalia, Howie, and Penny for arranging the Siyom Yun, and to thank all of you for coming. And also, if anyone hasn't had a chance yet to register, which means to make out a check for the Yom Yun, they should feel free to do it outside. Okay. And thank you, Burger, for the food, for breakfast and lunch. I also thank you.
That person has a right to exist on this planet because he
Yeah, so the we're discussing the Kavana. That's the same tape? Okay, same, the Kavana and Kriya Shema. So the Gra brings down, it says, V'yachavein, it's V'yachavein, B'kriyaso, K'sheska Hashem Yachavein, Pirish Kriyaso, Ba'adnes, Yehu Adonko, V'yachavein, B'ksivaso, B'yudei, Shehoya, V'hove, V'yiyah. So the Gros says, Tur, Votzio Midivri Hari, Besefer Ayira, Shekosav Eitzel Pasuk Rishon Shebekrishma, Ubachol Achas Mibes Shemos, Ha'amurim Pasuk Rishon, Yarech at Sheyachshov Hoyehova V'yiya. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, most people understand this to mean that he should think of, when he says the shame in Krishna, he should think Hoyah V'yiya. But according to the Rambam, that's not the case. Because the Rambam says, Elokazeh, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Elokazeh, Echodu Ve'ein Hashnayim, Ve'lo Yetzel Hashnayim. Then he goes in that he's Yichud, She'ein Yichudo, Elo Echod, She'ein Yichudo, Echod Ben Achodah Ben Tzom Balom. Okay. So it's the same elokazeh, which means, and what's elokazeh? You saw this as Ramana Chachmas Leda Sheyesham Motzi Rishon Vumamtzi Kol Nimtzo. That's the idea. So the idea that you have to think of in Krishna Shmaisal Adoshem Elokeinu Adoshem Echad, it means the Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo, the Motzi Rishon. The idea of Hoya Hoy V'yiyah is later in the Rambam. It's in Halacha Yud Aleph, where he says v'eino motzi bizman achi yelo reishis v'achris and minyan shonim. Okay, he's not motzi bizman. That's hayol v'yia. Okay, because hayol v'yia does not mean that he exists a very long time, an infinite amount of time before, and he exists in an infinite amount of time in the future. It means he doesn't exist in time. The idea of time cannot be applied to him. So that idea the Ram doesn't have in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, so the Rambam holds, Rambam thinks, the Ram holds when we say Adoshem, the idea is supposed to be the Motzi Rishon, Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo. That's clear. What the Sefer HaYira that the Gra is quoting doesn't really contradict what the Rambam says. He just says from his lashon of b'cholachas mebeis shemo samur and pasuk rishon yarich ad sheyachshov hoyehov v'yiyah. That's all he says. He doesn't say that you should forget about motzi rishon. You understand? He just says that you should include that too. It seems that the lashon tolerates at least the idea, because what's the yarich bo ad sheyachshov? The implication is on the contrary, that he should think Motzi Rishon and then also the second, another idea of Hayah V'yiyah. That's what it sounds like. But I think most people just think that all you have to think of is Hayah V'yiyah. It doesn't, from the Rambam is definitely not right. Okay. The Gra, I mean, seems, I don't understand what the Gra is saying, where it's Avamash Mishan Hashem Shein Tzarech Lachshav Al Pirsh Kriyaso Rak b'krishma shesham beis Hashem was morin al hoyehova v'yiyah. The chenik, I mean, he seems to be saying, I don't know, it's not clear. I have to check the, but the Ram is clear. You have to see it. Motzi Rishon is the idea. Okay. I'm reading from Simon Hay in Arachayim. There's a question. The question is that if a person thinks that God, like the Ram says in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that God doesn't know anything outside of himself. Okay, not like a person that observes things outside of himself. He says, and then he finally says, Nimtzatama, he's the Yodea, he's the Yadua, and he's the De'atzma. Kol Echad. So this is something which is very hard to master. And no human being can ever really grasp it 100%. Okay? So, therefore, let's say a person thinks that God observes people. Okay, he thinks God's observing him all the time to see whether he knows whether he's a tzaddik, whether he's a rasha. And God observes every human being. But he thinks that his method of observation is superior to any kind of method that you could imagine. Not superior, qualitatively differentiated. Okay? He's omniscient. Okay? It's not like anything physical that we know. Not like a computer that is capable of internalizing a great mass of information. Nothing like that. It's a completely different kind of thing. But God observes the universe. He's outside the universe. He observes the universe. So according to the Rambam, if a person had that idea, he would be denying Yichud Hashem. Because the Rambam says you could logically show that that would have to mean that God is not one. Because he's observing things, okay, which means that there's a part of him that's transmitting things from the outside into him. So that would already mean he's not one. Okay? So my question is, if a person has that belief, does that mean that he doesn't believe in Yichud Hashem, so his Krishna is worthless? I mean, to just make a statement of Krishna Hashem Echad and to mentally think that he's not Echad is worthless. I mean, Krishna is not something to be yotzei with the wrong kavanas. I mean, their kavanas is the essence. So if you have the wrong idea, the whole Krishna is not good. Okay? A person thinks Hashem Echad and thinks one, he thinks one like a one tree. Like one, I don't know, one house. One guy is one. Okay? If he thinks like that, he's no Krishna. So that's my question. And if that's the case, so why didn't the Rambam incorporate that in where he speaks about Yichud Hashem? Where he speaks about Yichud Hashem? Correct? Yeah. All right, it's a good question.